This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. For years, the World Health Organization has raised concerns about a significant global shortage of health workers, particularly in the 57 nations with the lowest income. In the U.S., we have 260 doctors for every 100,000 people. In Europe, they have 400 doctors per 100,000. But in the Philippines, they have just 37 doctors per 100,000. And in Uganda, they have 4 doctors for every 100,000 people. Aside from a shortage of doctors, other forces combine to make healthcare delivery in those countries even worse. In many of these 57 countries, the disease burden is particularly high, and they have few universities to train more health professionals. On top of this, there is a serious brain drain. By brain drain, I mean lower-income countries spending lots of public money to train health professionals, physicians, nurses, dentists, and the like. Once they are trained, the country guarantees them a job, but usually at a lower wage than they could get outside of their country. So health professionals from countries like the Philippines and Nicaragua and Uganda follow the money to earn higher income and practice in more modern settings. That leaves the lower income countries without the health professionals that they desperately need. Foreign medical graduates, or FMGs as they are known, are not just a part of the American healthcare system, they are a vital part. They make up a quarter of all practicing physicians in the U.S., and they are indispensable. Their presence is even more pronounced in some specialties, such as psychiatry and family medicine. And over half of the physicians caring for the elderly in the U.S. are FMGs. In many geographic areas, FMG doctors are the backbone of healthcare, serving low-income U.S. communities or underserved rural communities, areas that are often less attractive to American-trained doctors. That raises some important ethical issues. The first is brain drain. But second is that FMGs may be exploited in the new country where they have chosen to practice. They may face difficult working conditions, especially if they're pressured to accept less desirable jobs or locations in order to keep their visas. Countries with top-performing healthcare systems share some key features. There's coverage for everyone, low patient costs, few administrative burdens, and enough doctors to care for the population. Despite its enormous resources, the U.S. healthcare system ranks at the very bottom among developed countries in terms of healthcare quality. America's reliance on foreign medical graduates is driven by our own serious workforce shortages. But it's not fair to take doctors and nurses from more needy nations. Perhaps wealthier countries like the U.S. and Europe that hire FMGs should compensate the source nations for their public investment in training health professionals. We also need an international planning group to develop a high-quality global workforce that matches the needs and global resources so that we can avoid brain drain. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.